Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's good to see you all. We've got that annual reading plan, and we just finished Job. And I was thinking about Job some on the way over this morning. There's several prominent characters in Job and lessons to be learned in each of them. But what's on my mind this morning is just one of those lessons. We're familiar with Job and how he had a lot of things come up on him with this situation as it plays out, and Satan is giving him a very hard time with anticipation that he would curse God to his face, which he doesn't. And God says some very high things of Job, but everyone in here is learning a lesson. You know, Job has these friends come and spend time with him, you know, dedicated time with him. And they're referred to as miserable comforters. And I want to touch on that a little bit, because the men come, they seem to base all of their wisdom and philosophy on, I guess we would shorten it to what's called a health and wealth doctrine,
yeah.
Where your richness and wealth in this world is, you know, represents how righteous you are. And it's got a lot of appeal to the flesh, because you can judge other people. If you're healthy and wealthy, then you've got nothing to repent of. You've not got a problem with God, but this other person, he sure does. And they start off with kind of the philosophical framing of that, and then they get more harsh, and finally are accusing him of outright particular things that there's no evidence of or anything. And Job refers to them as miserable comforters. And then toward the, when Elihu speaks and then God speaks, there's a peculiar thing that happens where God tells these friends of his to go and take a sacrifice over to Job and have him pray for you. And I think what that means is what was lacking from those friends when they were dealing with Job is they hadn't prayed to God for him. They hadn't sought God and prayed for him in that way. And we just spent, 10 minutes here asking for prayer for each other. So I think we can fail in that for many reasons. Some is just, we're distracted. Sometimes we have a philosophy that doesn't guide us that way. But I think God is saying, this is important. And so I guess my takeaway from that is that, I should try harder to just remember people every day. I know some people write down lists. There's prayer warriors among us that we could learn from. So they have practices and things that they do that help them against the weaknesses of the flesh to actually be praying for people. And God requires it of us, so we should do it. And on top of that, it's a strange thing if you pull back from it, but God answers these prayers, and situations change and improve, and grace and goodness come from these things. So we should be encouraged in seeking God for people in that way. So that's my thoughts today. I'll try to offer a prayer. Our dear Lord in heaven, we thank you for your many blessings to us, for the opportunity to gather here today with each other. Lord, we ask that you help us to remember better each other. Help us to know how to pray for each other and to do for each other, Lord, in your wisdom and in your love. Lord, we ask your blessing upon us in this service, the remainder of it, that we may tune ourselves to these things, that they may find a resting place in us, and that we may walk better, Lord, in your light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.